Continuing to follow the latest on RG3's right knee and the abrupt end to the Redskins' playoff run, the MRI exam of quarterback Robert Griffin III's knee suggests he has suffered partial tears of two ligaments, the ACL and the LCL. That report from the Washington Post tonight, based on discussions with people who have knowledge of the test results.
Earlier, head coach Mike Shanahan said Griffin was set to be examined tomorrow by orthopedic surgeon James Andrews to see whether the test results show new or previous injuries. Dimitri sat down a little while ago with WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace and Clinton Yates, local news editor of the Washington Post Express.
You're in a bad situation when you have Dr. James Andrews on the sidelines on a regular basis and making comments to USA Today that he probably should have never played to begin with when he got injured. I mean, he's been so involved in this process, you have to presume that it is a very bad situation. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't be there at all.
Well, and interestingly, just today, just hours ago, Shanahan was asked about the USA Today report and Dr. Andrews' comments, and his comment, Shanahan's comment, was the same as before. I checked with Dr. Andrews during the Ravens game. He cleared him to go back out there. He went out there. What do you make of that?
Someone's not telling the truth, and I think it may be the head coach. I mean, if you look at the highlight after when he initially got hurt in the Ravens game, he came out and held up the number one finger as if to say one play, and then I'm going back in. Shanahan saying that the doctor examined him. Nobody examined him during that time. So, Clint, I agree with you. It's not a good situation because, you know, and why would Dr. Andrews lie about it, you know, as far as being examined? If he's saying that he is scared to death and it, quote-unquote, scared the hell out of him that he was back in that football game, you have to believe. If you have a guy like that on your sideline, I would think that you'd have to trust him, right?
Yeah, I agree. And I just don't understand why Shanahan is being so coy about this. Mm-hmm. It's not as if Redskins fans can't understand the concept of an injury. My colleague, Jeff Tomek, he's writing a column in our paper tomorrow about how the position by default is injury prone. It's not like the guy's not going to get hurt. You can come up with the truth and people will understand that. This whole sort of mystery about it, I think, has been very deceitful, and I don't really appreciate it as a member of the media or as a fan.
Well, I think a lot of people are frustrated in that way, but I need to play devil's advocate now. Do we need to know not only what RG has for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, but the details of his medical record? I mean, as fans, we want to know everything, but what about the privacy involved, not to mention not telegraphing the news to all the opposing teams?
That's fine. I mean, no, we don't need to know everything except when it comes into a position in which you're not going to make the right decision that puts the team in the best place to win games. I mean, that's my issue with it, is that they lost the game, they got the quarterback injured, and now nobody's playing. And it would have been helpful to know, I think, in terms of how the entire chain of command worked, what was actually happening, because clearly that broke down, and when it was tested, it failed.
And Shanahan saying today there was no miscommunication with Dr. Andrews, which is pretty much, he's contradicting himself the entire time, Dimitri, and I think that is the big issue here. Yes, okay, Mike Shanahan probably hasn't told us the truth since he's been here, and I get that. He's a coach, that's fine. He doesn't have to tell the media the truth, but you're getting paid $7 million a year. You have to make the decision that's best for this franchise. Robert Griffin III is 22 years old. He wants to go out there as the captain and show that he can get it done and get this football team to the next level. At some point, though, you have to think of the other 52 on this team and make the decision what is best for this team. Are you risking the one playoff game against Seattle? And keep in mind, too, if the Redskins had won that game, there's no guarantee Griffin would have been able to play next week because he had tweaked the knee. Or are you looking for the future? And I just think that's where he lost it last night. And you could tell after the game, he was second-guessing himself. And if that's the case, then he made the wrong decision.
I agree. And also, let's not forget, that decision in terms of not pulling him out, I think, was just as big a decision in terms of losing and winning that game as it was for the long term. And in an elimination situation in the playoffs, you've got to make the right decision in order to win the actual game in order to continue the season. And he didn't do that or look at the long term.
A lot of people are talking about the coach-player relationship. And clearly, Shanny and RG3 have formed a pretty close bond. But, you know, you're the head coach, and you have four decades on your young quarterback. You're the man. You've got to decide. No matter how much RG3 complains or mopes or whatever else, and he is a competitor. He wants to go out and play, but you're the head coach, and that's what you're paid the big bucks to decide.
Yeah, and that's why I think that maybe this relationship did, and Clinton, I don't know if you agree with this, but maybe that's where it gotten away a little bit last night. And I understand Shanahan saying that Griffin did so much for this team, you wanted to give him the right to finish this game. And what he said, what he believed, what Griffin told him, that he was fine, and, you know, that was good enough for him. But maybe you're right, Dimitri. I mean, maybe, you know, he was too close to the situation instead of stepping back and saying, look, you're a rookie in this league. You're 22 years old. You're not a doctor. I've been doing this. This is why I get paid the money. You have to sit down. We have to win this football game.
I'll take that a step further, and it seems like he was almost so close to him that he never even thought about the notion that Cousins might have to play in this game. Yeah. I think the only reason you don't put Cousins in is because he wasn't part of the game plan as the week led up to it. You have to believe that you thought that RG3 might come out of this game, and therefore you had Cousins prepared, but evidently they didn't. You saw what happened when they came in. I have to believe that's the reason why they kept him out for so long, is that they just assumed RG3 was going to play the whole time, and that probably has a lot to do with that relationship you're talking about, and it was just not the right decision, and I think that the preparation in the week leading up to it had just as much to do with it as game day.
WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace and Clinton Yates, local news editor of the Washington Post Express.